Elbow lock. Engage.
Now!
That's... It's going. It's us.
Yeah, we're still alive, despite all evidence to the contrary.
Remember when we missed?
Suddenly, I'm behind the one truck driver who doesn't want to drive like a fucking jackass.
Remember when we
missed? Go fast.
For our monthly podcast, April and May.
Oh, shit, I knew I was forgetting something.
It's because I didn't care.
But we're back, just in time for Pride Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not only are we... I mean, I think we're good advocates. I don't think we're good spokespeople for Pride. But I'm excited for it. I'm actually going to go to a Pride event tomorrow.
That's cool. I'm glad for you.
I've been thinking...
I'm probably going to stay at home and play video games. Now that it's
that's
ableist...
That's your own form of Pride.
Now that it's ableist to discriminate against gamers.
Finally. The true...
I can do that.
The true minority... and non-privileged group.
Yes.
People who can afford to buy bullshit electronics and sit in their room and play them.
Too long have we been trampled under the feminine boot of society's oppression.
Listen, Donkey Kong might have said trans rights, but when will he say gamers rise up?
I don't know. You know who would say gamers rise up?
I can think of a couple.
Yeah. I was asking you because I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with all the people who you shouldn't watch their content anymore. Although it's funny, like, because there's a couple big YouTubers that we watch.
The people who coincidentally follow Nazis on Twitter,
There's a couple people that we coincidentally watch or used to watch. And, like, they used to do gaming content. And now all of them, and I don't know if it's just, like, they got tired of it or they've been disenfranchised from it because YouTube's a nightmare to put stuff on, especially
like, if you're not already Game Grumps popular, you're it's not happening.
Well, I'm talking about people who are equivalent to Game Grumps, like Markiplier and PewDiePie. Yeah. I don't really watch their stuff that much, but what they do put up, because Chelsea still subbed to them, is not gaming stuff, it's just random bullshit.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I guess you got bored, that's what you're doing now.
It's fading away. It's just too much work for too little payoff.
I guess so.
I don't know what I'm going to do if my Xenosaga stream keeps failing.
Well, do you know...
I'm going to keep playing, don't get me wrong.
Do you know Seth, the piano guy that's on Twitter and stuff?
Maybe.
He's that bald guy who, like, wears one serious expression as he does all this piano shit?
Yes, yes, okay. I do know now.
He
did the evolution of meme music.
He did that. Video. He's done a video game one. He did one, I'm trying to remember what song it was, and it was just like, he just did a bunch of sounds put together, and it becomes a popular song. Mm-hmm. And so it's completely composed by him. He made, you know, the cover, and UMG took his video down on Twitter and claimed the money on YouTube, and then...
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and it's like, well, that's not how it works. Except YouTube is a nightmare where you can just copyright claim anything. My favorite thing of the last, like, 5 years since we quit YouTube, and by that I mean just, like, died, what we lost.
We just stopped. Yeah, we lost. There's no shame in it.
Is about once every...
We lived in the Midwest. We live in the Midwest. It's not... Truth is, the game was rigged from the start.
About once every 2 or 3 months, I'll get an email saying a video of ours has been copyright claimed, and it'll be a video from, like... 5 or 10 years ago.
It's like, oh, you caught it, did you?
Uh-huh.
The one from Famous Quest, or...
Yeah.
Dang.
Because I had, I'm trying to think what it was. There was a Fatal Frame one that was claimed.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, we did Game Stuff, didn't we?
We did do Game Stuff.
Those can get claimed.
I mean, I guess.
So they finally figured out how to catch footage recorded off the TV.
See? It was a smart idea. It took us so much longer. Because the only ones that got claimed right away...
Enjoy the half a cent were the Vesperia ones.
It was Vesperia and the Mario one. The Mario playthrough that we did.
Oh, gotcha.
That one got claimed, like, day of.
What about Trauma Team?
Don't think so.
Oh.
Alice doesn't care about Trauma Team.
They only care about Persona 5. You better not
stream
that game.
Is that still in effect?
Yes.
What do they do? They fucking
yell at
you?
I don't know. Maybe they, like, I don't know, cut your diapers off or something. Or make you wear diapers.
They better not.
They dipe you.
That sounds hurtful.
Yep. then you'll be like, oh no, I've been diaped.
I'm so uncomfortable when you say that every time. I keep looking at Tiltify, which is the little thing that we use for charity marathons.
Yeah.
And they don't have so many of the charities I want to do. And they're like, well, what happens if the charity's not on there? And basically the charity has to submit to them, like, proof that they're the charity, and they can set it up and get added. The
charity must submit.
So I'm thinking about, there's a couple...
What charity's going to listen to us and do that?
Well, no, I'm thinking of sending some emails to some of our local charities and being like, hi, I'm James, and... I'd like to raise a couple hundred dollars, maybe.
We like to do gaming charity marathons. We don't need to talk about how successful they are.
Well, I would say, like...
I don't need to tell you how successful our streams are.
Our streams are not successful, but our charity marathons per viewer are extremely successful.
Yeah. Well, the one guy who pretty consistently donated to ours is no longer a factor, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the last one that we did... was a rousing success because of Sam.
Yes.
Sam donated like half.
I was very aroused by that success.
Thank you, Sam. Statistically, you don't listen to this because
I can't wait to chat with him some more over the summer.
I still gotta buy my computer parts off him.
Surprise, Sam. I'm gonna
and,
talk to you.
You know, hang out. I guess.
Get some boba tea.
But yeah, I wanna contact the local chapter of the ACLU and see if I can get them added. Because the only ACLU on there is from like the South.
Of course.
Which is fair.
Well, yeah, you need that. It.
But, that... I don't know if the Trevor Project's on there.
If they are, they'd be a good one. For sure.
Planned Parenthood is not on there in any form, which is weird.
Damn. Well, there's only the one in Missouri, which is staying open, it sounds like.
So they probably need help, then.
Yeah,
so
they sure do.
These are the ones I want to reach out to. See if that they will fill the paperwork out so that I can then raise $100 or $200 for them.
Yep.
Sometime over the summer. But yeah, I want to do a charity marathon again. Probably a 6-hour. 12 is such a stretch anymore. 24 is fucking right out.
Yeah.
We're old.
Well, we're
now.
Just not entertaining enough for it.
I'm too old for that already. When we did the 24,
we were young and vivacious. That probably took a year off our life.
It was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
It was within the first year.
This car is frustrating me, and I need to get over.
Okay. It's frustrating you because...
No, I will not go faster in the fast lane.
I mean, you can just go the same speed in different lanes.
Yeah. That bothers me whenever people get mad about it. It's like, well, stop going slow in the fast lane. It's like, do you think the fast lane just has the speed limit only applies to the right?
I was going to say, you know how fast you should go in the fast lane?
It's like, you were doing 90 in a 70 zone. Officer, I was in the fast lane. Carry on.
Ah.
The police notoriously love it when you gravitate only in the left lane.
Not only that, but they love it when you sarcastically read them back, you know, their laws that are good.
Yep.
Yeah, you should only go like 4 over in the fast lane. Anything more than that, you're
I go 5.
Five is the hard cutoff.
Because I'm cool.
Because 5 is when they start ticketing, and then anything above that is like fucking fair game.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's a multiplier per 5, probably.
It is. Mm-hmm. Having been bullshitted and said that I went 16 over, that's a real bad one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a world of difference between going 10 over and 11 over.
I didn't make my quota this month, so you went 16 over today.
Basically.
Yep.
Like, hey, I pulled you over in this zone where it's 55, but I'm gonna say that you were in the 45 zone, but I wasn't, or you didn't pull me over there. Like, you didn't even see me there. I wasn't even speeding there.
Or here, but...
But, well, I was speeding.
Oh.
But I was like 5 over in the next zone.
I was speeding, but not as much as you said.
That I've always copped to that.
Yep.
Ever since I've been complaining about this, like, a year ago.
Yep.
It's like, I was speeding about 5-6 over that. And then they were like, no, 16. And I was like, well, you have a gun, so okay. I was pissed off that my white privilege did not get me out of that ticket.
You know, if you didn't have a gun, I'd probably say something smart right now.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. Because, like, when he was like, because I was like, well, the speed limit's 55, and he's like, well, no, it's 45 back there. And I had a whole train of thought of like, well, I'm not back there, and you were right. You were parked secretly right past that point. But what I said was, okay, like, what am I gonna do?
It's one of those points that you hit where you're just like, I'm too tired to fight this.
It was right before I was going to go to work when I was working in psych.
Yep.
So I had a whole fucking day ahead of me, and I was late to work.
You're just like, I cannot deal with this right now.
Yeah. It was like a $180 ticket. It fucking sucked. So that's a recap of a ticket I got a year ago, which I complained about on the old podcast when it happened. Yep. But if you missed that... I guess the other thing is we finished recording Space Dingus. That's old news. But I've only got 2 episodes left to edit, so that's exciting. I was going to do it today, but instead I'm going to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
This is what my usual mission statement about working on Space Dingus is, oh, I was going to work on it, but instead I did literally anything that was more fun.
Yep.
I was talking about on Twitter, I'm very excited for my trip to Japan in September. Today is September, no it's not, today is June 1st, and I have a 3-month goal of spend about an hour every day, learn Japanese. My goal is get hiragana down. That's easy. I haven't done it, but that's easy.
Of course.
Hiragana is the phonetic one.
That's the basic bitch one.
That's the basic bitch phonetic one. That's literally the one when you read manga for children.
Yep.
They have all those little, additional characters.
Yeah, they put like little whatever they call
sound it.
It
out.
It's a different name when it's the hiragana that you put on the side for the kanji for them to help them.
Yeah, that's called...
That's how you know you're reading big boy manga.
Bitchigana.
Yep.
Then there's...
Yeah, learn to read kanji, dumb idiot 8-year-old.
Basically. Which is funny because you're learning kanji until you die. I think when they say you...
There are new words being discovered by Japanese every day.
Well, for real though, their education system is like, you learn like 1,000 kanji by the time you go to, I want to say middle school or early high school.
That's so many.
And then when you graduate, you have about 2,000. Out of like 5 or 10,000, there's so many kanji, man.
Weird how in that country, dyslexia apparently doesn't exist and they don't have to worry about something like that.
Well... I don't know how good visibility about disabilities...
That's what I was referencing.
Okay.
Well, like, man, it's a good thing nobody has any learning disabilities in Japan or anything. Otherwise, that could be really difficult to do.
Yeah. You know what? I bet their mental health care, including disabilities, is still better than ours.
It's possible. I mean, they're at least trying to lick that low declining birth rate problem. You know, they're putting babies in anime.
Mm-hmm.
They're making pretty cure shows about how fun it is to raise a baby.
Yakuza 5 was all about how amazing it is
to be a father and a baby.
To have a baby. And you can football even, the baby.
Even a bastard child like the one that... Like the one that his slattern of an adoptive daughter had.
It's still good.
Sorry, everyone knows whenever an idol has a baby, she's...
Basically done.
She's done.
Well, you can't have sex. You can't even be a relationship as idol. You will get
you
fired.
Can't, no, that's the second worst thing you can do in Japan next to standing next to a drug.
Basically. Yeah, no, there's been a couple of them where, like, they found out that they had a boyfriend and they were fucking fired.
Yep.
Because your
job is to be a fantasy for lonely men.
Exactly.
Men.
It is men. Have you ever seen Perfect Blue?
No.
Which it's a really interesting, fascinating, well-done film by Satoshi Kon. Rest in peace. It has some... similar to Ninja Scroll, which I did. She's there for good luck. Similar to Ninja Scroll, which is a very different kind of film. I also enjoy it, but it's very, very different. Like, Perfect Blue is cerebral, and
yes.
Ninja Scroll is what I would call a boss gauntlet.
Mm.
But both of them have upsetting sexual scenes,
right,
which can make it hard for certain audiences. But anyway, the point was,
so you know,
that in Perfect Blue,
traditional Japanese media,
they address the whole idol, idol tree, if you will,
idolatry. Yep, idol idolatry. I like that. Yeah. I like that phrase. I'm going to use that.
You can use it.
Well,
you can use it in that panel that you're not going to get.
He had an incident.
No, they wanted their car to look like this. White on top.
I love having two different color car parts.
White on top and like orange brown on the bottom.
No, there is actually one. Like, it was one of the assistant coaches that I work with. His Pontiac has a replacement hood that has like just the black primer look. His car is silver, so that actually looks pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a silver car with a black hood, and it's like, that's actually kind of distinctive.
See, I remember when, if you remember the first car I drove, Clifford the Big Red Van.
Yeah.
When, I think it was after I stopped driving it, they hadn't gotten rid of it yet, something happened to the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So they replaced the hood, just the hood, nothing underneath. And he went to, like, a junkyard or something, got another, like, Ford hood, but it was yellow.
Ah.
So he, like, painted it. And it was red, but it wasn't the same red.
Oh.
And you could always know until the day that car got sold off for like, $200.
Wow, I made more off my car than they made off that one.
Basically. Cars are so weird. The amazing...
Now, these babies hold their value pretty well, but it's still not great.
Not as much as a Tesla, apparently.
No, evidently
Teslas
not.
Teslas apparently hold half their value after 5 years.
Damn. And driving, even?
Well, there was a thing they did. I just read about this because I was reading about how Tesla sucks, and then there was an article about this other thing they did. But anyway, I want to say about a year ago, they were like accepting.
Tesla sucks, don't at me.
They were accepting trade-ins. And so if you had bought a Tesla in the last like 5 years, you could trade it in for up to half. Which is pretty good for cars.
Yep.
And that's a lot of money because Teslas are expensive.
Yeah.
They're making a new
Chinese model.
There's a new Chinese model that they're selling that is only about $45,000. I mean, I say Chinese model because it's being sold in China.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting strategy because there's three recent big-ass, dumb-ass tariffs that are going on right now between America and other countries. And one of them, the biggest one, is the U.S.-China one, which is going to destroy the automobile industry.
I kind of like this drive. I've always liked the trees.
It's a good drive. Like, usually I'm all shitting on the drive to Kansas, because Kansas fucking sucks to drive through and sucks.
Well, only when you get past the Flint Hills, I find.
I mean, this...
Everything else is perfectly
usually
scenic.
When
I've always loved how pretty the trees look in the very early fall when you're on this drive and they just kind of have that
when you
nice
do
orange.
This drive. I'm usually doing the drive towards, like, Overland Park.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, but...
That's my...
This one's scenic.
This one's you're actually going somewhere. I am glad... That we're not driving by just like a bunch of wreckage and debris.
Yeah, like the Overland Park.
There
drive
was just
all
a
the time.
No, I meant because there was just a big ass tornado that went through here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, around there. Yeah. Sure.
Around the speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And then it jumped over us, like it funneled back up and then dropped back down northeast of us. We did. I was watching. This
See, they were talking about it
on
the radio
thoughts.
When I was listening to on my drive back home the other day about how the myth that tornadoes can't form in urban areas because of all the buildings and like it's like a windscreen, which
is
bullshit.
Stupid.
It is stupid. But like
they're formed from the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like,
they can as long as they touch down.
All that happens is it's just a numbers game. The reason that tornadoes seem like they always strike like rural areas is just because there's more of them.
There's statistically a bunch of rural.
Yeah. So
big space, roll dice.
But then they started talking about how it's like, yeah, but it seems like hurricanes always hit cities. Like, yeah, hurricanes are hundreds of miles across, though.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are fucking huge. They're going to hit a city.
They're incomparably larger.
Yeah. Well, it's the radio, so it's like, you can't get too mad.
Sure I can.
About
fuck the radio.
Like, I can, but...
And I will.
True. You got me there.
Listen, I studied radio. Fuck the radio. I hope it dies.
Video killed the radio star. And internet memes killed my brand of comedy.
Uh-huh. And...
Which is setups and punchlines.
Podcasting killed, something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But yeah, it was what
my will to live?
What's the... Because you use categories for hurricanes. What's the... It's like FS or something.
Oh, yeah,
tornadoes?
EF. It's not EF. Scale.
Okay. Because it was... I want to say an EF 3 or 4, they said.
Dang. Yeah, I think though that the F scale is more based off of the damage the storms do as opposed to...
Well, yeah, they do. It is characterized afterwards. I think part of that is because they... It's harder to know.
Like, yeah. Like an F1 tornado out in, you know, the boonies is going to be very different than an F1 style winds if one dropped downtown.
I know
which you hope never, but...
Yeah. I know they said like a mile across, 180 miles an hour.
Mother of God, that just...
Four.
It takes me 12 minutes to run a mile. It's a tornado that would take me 12 minutes to run across.
That's one fit-ass tornado.
Yep.
Good that is a thought
tornado. That's a thick tornado.
Thought-nado. I was watching this video.
Now, that's a movie that needs to be explored.
Twister?
Yeah.
I mean,
we do. Don't get me wrong.
When you watched Twister, were you, like, fucking pissed off, fucking rubbed the wrong way the whole time? Because when I watched it, I was like...
I was always too afraid as a kid to watch it.
I was like, no one's putting their left hand on red.
Yep.
And no one's putting their right foot on yellow.
This movie is
bullshit.
We should make the Milton Bradley... I think it's Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
The Twister movie.
Well, everyone says that the Battleship movie was dumb. I'm like, hang on. Twister was way dumber.
Yeah.
Compared to the game. I was watching this video where they were interviewing...
Just get Quentin Tarantino to make the Twister movie so it's just a foot fetish movie.
Dude, that would be really funny since he only has one film left.
Yeah.
And then he's going to quote-unquote retire.
It's Twister.
And it's called... No, it's called The Twister. It follows the Hollywood tread of remake the movie and add the word The on it.
Yep.
I was watching this video where they're interviewing this farmer who's... Like, all his shit got wrecked by the tornado.
Yep.
And it reminds me of why I never wanted to go into journalism because... They're very explicitly...
You have to talk to farmers.
There's that. You have to very explicitly ask questions to needle people into things they don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, like, the guy says a couple things and, like, he's got the, like, red watery eyes because his family survived, but he lost everything.
Yeah, his livelihood is fucked.
And so they kept asking questions like... And they literally worded it this way of, like, I can't tell from the wreckage of what was even here. Can you tell me what used to be here? How many acres? Like, what did you have? And he kind of went on a tangent like, I lost my livestock and I lost the farm. And they, like, asked it again with the same wording of, like, boy, like, there's just nothing here. What was here? And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. He gets it. He has nothing.
So you have nothing.
Nothing.
You're fucked right now.
You're so fucked.
You have no way to make money.
Uh-huh. Your cows.
No livelihood.
Your cows are dead.
How many animals were here? What animals specifically are dead now? What animals are they going to find miles away just splattered against the ground?
That's basically what they're asking.
Like fucking Okonomiyaki.
Oh, yeah. Is there any meat in Okonomiyaki?
No.
It's almost a good joke.
Okonomiyaki is my favorite Sekiro character.
Yep. That's the name of, that's the name of the horse boss.
Yeah. Oh no, I have to fight Okonomiyaki.
Doctor Okonomiyaki.
Oh man, I should, I
in the
need
Warring
to,
States period.
When we get back, I gotta show you some of my, depending on what time, I gotta show you some of my, creations that I made in Soul Calibur.
Okay.
Because I made a couple great ones.
My impression is that we're getting back late.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So maybe not now.
Yeah.
But
if we're hanging out next weekend, potentially play with the technology,
then
that's
a possibility. I mean, I'm thinking of having a little pizza party.
Oh, that's right.
On Friday.
That's right.
So we'll see if we can make that work.
I forgot because I have
Saturday is the last day that coupon works.
I forgot because I have a debilitating mental disease.
It's fine. It's ableist to make fun of you and gamers.
That's true.
And you're both.
I'm both. I'm all both of them.
This is the true toll of gaming disorder.
I need Chelsea to email me or forward me the pictures. Why did you need that?
No, I didn't. I think I missed a spot trimming. But you can't tell.
Don't worry about it. I didn't notice. So I can show people the pics of the hotels we booked.
Well, I'm excited.
They're good.
I'm Excitebike 98.
I'm Excitebike. I'm a Excite Truck for the Nintendo Wii.
I'm Castlevania Lament of Innocence.
Some of this might be obvious, but we're starting in Tokyo, and that's not that expensive.
Ah, Tokyo-cho.
Mm-hmm. And Tokyo was really interesting because we were trying to, because they have the Yamanote line, the main line, it's like a circle. And it connects west side.
Tell me how cool the trains are.
I'm hoping to take, like,
say hi
videos.
Say hi to the Shinkansen for for me.
I will. We will be on one. We have to actually, we have to book that soon.
Yeah.
We were trying to book it with the JR Rail Pass,
yeah.
But you can't book it more than 3 months in advance, so they wouldn't let us buy it yet.
Give a coin to the little train station cats, too.
I am going to abduct
throw a couple
cats.
Throw a couple sen their way.
A coin still in production.
Yep, they still make those for sure.
Mm-hmm. So Yamanote Line on the west side is like Shinjuku, Shibuya, and Roppongi's kind of in the middle.
You better see Shinjuku as soon as you can before they start sending in those nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, the
before Clovis gets a hold of it.
Sorry, do you mean the Shinjuku ghetto?
Yeah. Before Clovis steamrolls it.
And then on the east side is Akihabara and Tokyo Bay and Ginza.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when we get there, we'll be on the Ginza side, and then on the back part, we'll be on the west
side.
Buy
some stuff at the Pretty Cure store for me and get uncomfortable looks the entire time you're in there.
So I gotta make a list of the shops I wanna go to. I wanna go to Super Potato, which is the place where you can get all the old, like, used gaming shit. Like, you can get a practically brand new SNES for $30.
Give me Mochi.
Mochi? Everyone wants me to bring back food. I don't know if food's going to make it back.
Yeah. Well, Pepsi Blue is in a sealed container.
No, I can do drinks if it's sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And if I put it in my...
Carry-on.
Yeah. Well, checked.
Not checked. That's what I meant. Oh, sorry. I meant the opposite of that.
No. I try to take the Pepsi Blue one. They're going to think it's a bomb somehow.
I think going out of Japan, you could probably get away with it, but not in the U.S.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is that when we touch back down in L.A., they'd be like, you're going to have to drink that. And they'll be like, okay. And then
glug, glug.
I start drinking it. And
just
then
piss blue. And
then 2,000 miles
like
away.
Looks like someone put the little tablet inside of the airplane bathroom.
2,000 miles away, blue tears emit from Jim's face as he'll never know Pepsi Blue. I don't even know how easy
never
it is
again.
To get. I don't know how easy it'll be to find it. Like, they have it, but I don't know how common it is, you know?
Yeah. Just walk all over Japan, Pepsi Blue.
What is
they
it?
Won't think that's offensive.
Kore? I think Kore is where... Kore wa
Pepsi Blue.
Aoi. Aoi. It's blue.
Pepsi. They don't understand what you're saying. Pepsi Aoi.
Aoi. Do you mean ite? No, I don't mean actual ouch.
No, I mean your made up word for blue. That's a hurtful thing you said, Jim.
So
you can say that about Italians, but not about the proud mm-hmm. Nippon peoples.
Yes. Did I tell you about the fucking thing?
Love my adaptive cruise. It makes it easier for me to tell who I can pass.
I'm struggling. See, here's the fun thing is I learn the Japanese words and then I forget them because
that's a great
I have my big disability. But there's a thing going around right now where there's the word for Japanese in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, oh, it's Nihongo.
Mm-hmm.
But in advance of...
Nihongo is my favorite Street Fighter character.
In advance of the Tokyo Olympics, they're pushing the Romanji, like, they're replacing Japanese for Japanese, like just say, what is it? It's like, it's something very like L's and R's. Can you just imagine replacing your language's word for your language with a word that's easier for foreigners to say?
We're white people in an imperialist nation, so of course I can imagine making someone do that, but it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. Well, I mean, it's their own government pushing it, because they want
this
it to
is,
be easier.
Oh, this is how it starts. This is how we're not 11s, we're Japanese starts.
Yep. Maybe we'll talk about this after I get through Japan, but
that's one of Jim's travel tips. When you go to Japan, don't say, wow, look at all these 11s.
I would...
People will get your reference, but they will kick your ass.
If I was a famous YouTuber, I would probably do that as a bit.
Someone probably already did.
No, they're too busy going straight to the suicide forest or spray painting all over.
Oh my god.
A concept that doesn't exist in Japan.
Oh my god.
Did you hear about these? I think they're either Austrians or Australians, and I do know the difference between those countries.
Were they German?
I don't remember.
Ish.
I read like a literal sentence, and I just phonetically, I'm just like, is it Australian?
I would guess Australians because they're a nation of criminals.
That's true. We're gonna go with that because fuck Australia.
It's winter there now.
That's
haven't
stupid.
They suffered enough?
That's stupid.
Be summer like normal,
yeah,
idiots.
Be smart. Listen, make your toilets go the right way.
If you're so powerful and have so many dangerous creatures, kick the earth and make it tilt the other way. Mm-hmm. Geniuses.
Yeah.
Einstein.
Do not stop. He stopped a little bit.
I did. No
Fuck
one tells
you.
Me what to do.
Fuck you, Zion.
I like how they do the turnpike now. That's a lot handier, I think.
Yes. So, anyway, the story was Australians probably spray painted, like, on very visible... Not, I mean, they didn't spray paint the Buddha, but they spray painted on, like, big bridges, like, landmarks people know.
Oh.
And they had to take all this time to...
Not the shrine arches.
I don't think it was that. I think it wasn't, like, a traditional shrine arch. It was like, just common bridges. Like, imagine the bridge over Dotonbori.
Okay.
I think it was something like that. So they arrested them. And it's one of those things where, like, Japan's usually pretty forgiving of foreigners being dumbasses.
That's probably like, not going to fly.
If you try, they'll usually be very acquiescing. I have heard there's a number of temples now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to regurgitate some things I've read from multiple sources. Specifically, Chinese travelers don't give a fuck.
Oh, wow.
They will come to these traditional temples. They climb over basically tombstones and, like, religious markers, splash in the shrine water, and take a dump.
Some scars don't and shouldn't heal.
I mean, the thing is it...
Oh, it's not.
Is it
it's
that?
Not.
Or is it bad tourists?
It's bad tourists.
It's probably both, honestly. It's probably like, I'm a bad tourist, but also two generations before me, a bad thing happened.
Yep.
Because I will not discredit the shit that happened in World War II.
Yep.
However, it doesn't hardly affect us now, unless we let it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I get that. Yeah.
I'm saying that as a privileged white person.
Yeah. Yeah, just get over it.
Without erasing what's been done.
We don't need to talk about what happened hundreds of years ago. Just, you know.
Hundreds of years ago?
Pretend it didn't happen. I haven't taken a history class since 2011.
That's probably about the same for me. I can't remember when I took world history. Or no.
I took U.S. history up through Antebellum South.
Or no, it was World Religions was the last one I took.
Oh.
Which was very interesting.
Maybe I should have been on that one instead.
But my point was it's so important to record history and know history. But like if I was going to say like, well, let me say it from the American's angle of like, if I'm a 20-something and I'm in any way still mad about Pearl Harbor,
uh-huh.
That's fucking disingenuous.
Yeah.
That doesn't like if my grandfather was upset about that, sure. Because or a vet, and yeah, we lived in that time period. But 2-3 generations later, being like, boy, sure as fucked up that thing that was such a super long time ago. That's my opinion.
Some dude with a Cole Phelps avatar still really pissed off about Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, that one attack where they only attacked military staff.
Yep.
That had the casualties of, I want to say, 1/125th of what we did to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't it? You know, both sides.
Yeah, I mean,
both sides.
Both sides did, you know, do their own thing. It's basically the same.
Yep. These are exactly the same things.
For all intents and purposes. So that's Tokyo. I want to go to Super Potato. There's a... I can't remember the name of it right now. There's a figure shop that's known for selling used figures and has a big selection.
How used?
They
you
have
be
not
real
had...
careful.
They have not had pictures taken of them with mysterious semi-clear liquids put
that
on
them. That could have just been Loctite.
Ropey strands.
That could have just been glue.
It is a glue of a sort.
If you wait long enough. It's got a set, you know? Set and forget.
Then we're going to Fuji. And
Fuji-san!
We're going to see Fuji-san. We're going to see Mount Fuji. So, maybe not surprising anyone, but I kind of didn't put this together until we were booking. Fuji is expensive.
Oh.
Fuji's like twice as expensive to book because...
Choto!
Just a little too expensive. It's like twice as much. But we got a good place there. I want to say that's the place...
Wallet! Ite!
That doesn't work.
It doesn't.
That is the place where we're getting like kind of a traditional room.
Yep.
We are not getting a traditional sleeping.
See if you can buy those shirts that say like "fuck the police" that like Japanese teenagers wear.
I would love to get a
world is fuck.
A world is fuck.
20 like trillion dead cops.
21 trillion dead cops. I would love to get an English shirt that just spews garbage.
Yep.
I thought I was going to see those when we were in Korea on our layover to Thailand last year.
Oh, yeah, I want to get some gas.
Fuel
up, buttercup.
So we're only there for like 2 days, and then we spend the bulk of our time in Kyoto and making day trips to Osaka and Nara. Mm-hmm. When we go to Nara, we're going to go to Nara Park. We're going to see those deer.
Cool.
I'm going to get a video where I'm riding up next to them. I'm going to like whisper.
You said I'm going to get a video where I'm riding one? Like, I don't think they like that.
No.
They're not that big, James.
They're not. They're little Bambi boys. And also Bambi's mother's girls.
Yep. Go to Okinawa, bring an Iriomote cat back with you. They love it when you try and take the wildlife off that island.
That's... How far west is that?
And the Japanese are typically so, you know, kind to those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to go to Hiroshima. It's too far west. So, Jim's getting gas.
And also, I'm fueling up my car.
He's also going to do that. So, that's the bulk of the trip. Then we go back to Tokyo and shop and go back to...
You know, I always forget. I got to open this.
I thought you were going to say...
Get the gas.
I forgot I got to pay. Fly back out through Narita Airport. So, my learned Japanese goal is... I was saying it earlier, and then we got sidetracked. Hiragana, katakana, which is the phonetic one for foreign words, Roman words. And, kanji's right out. That's so much too much. But I'll probably try and be like, what's like 20 or 40 or 50? I don't know. Kanji, I should know. And then try and learn, like, have a vocab of like 500 words or something. So that's my goal. Work on it like an hour a day. It probably won't happen, but that's my goal starting today. So right now we are in Kansas visiting our Kansas friend. We're gonna hang out, get ramen, check out Laurentia of Arabia, and see a Spider-Man tonight. Spider-Man movie. Peter Spitter, with great responsibility comes big spittin'. It's just a 105-minute animated film where Peter Spitter just says, holy spit, about once every 3 seconds. Is good. It won an Academy Award for most spitting. Ooh, that's good. It's good that it's like that. It is... Now, the weather we've had recently, it's been nonstop rain, and then hot, and then rain again, and then storms and tornado, and I don't like that. That's how we finished May. The end of May felt like what early to mid-April should be. Fucking global warming. I'm going to send a cease and desist letter to Bill Nye Science Guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and the rest of the scientists. Mostly, I'm just going to send a cease and desist to Neil deGrasse Tyson to stop tweeting, because he's annoying. But I need Bill Nye Science Guy to stop global warming. I need him to stop complaining about that, and also to make it stop exist. That's the plan for that.
It's fine. You shouldn't touch receipt paper anyway.
I had some good stuff going while you were out.
Oh, dang.
One was, I was saying we're watching a Spider-Man movie tonight.
Yeah?
It's Peter Spitter.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. He mostly just spits around. He says holy spit every 3 seconds. And it won the Academy Award for most spitting.
Yeah.
I also said that...
I have a feeling they just announced that award so that film could get something, you know, to make the awards more relevant.
Yeah. They need most popular film for Avenger movies because they can't just win real awards. Because they got punching in them. Yeah, punching movies can.
Yeah.
I remember this McDonald's.
And then they'll say that Green Book is best picture to prove how woke they are.
Ugh. Doesn't the movie have to be good, too? I don't know if Green Book's good. I have no opinion.
It doesn't sound like it is.
I don't actually have any stakes.
It sounds like it's a Crash situation.
I remember liking Crash the first time I saw it.
I did, too. But that's just because...
I was 18.
We were white 18-year-olds, and we thought we were woke for doing it.
Oh, man, I feel so woke watching this movie.
I acknowledge that racism exists.
I was also talking about how global warming is pissing me off and how the weather's changed. Like, the end of May felt like the beginning of April.
Yep.
And I was like, I need to get a cease and desist letter to Bill Nye Science Guy.
Yep.
Stop making it global
warming.
Stop
making the earth warm.
And then I also want to send a cease and desist to Neil deGrasse Tyson to just stop tweeting. It's very annoying.
Did you pray today? No, but I did jack off.
That's how
Which does bring me closer to God.
That is how I pray. What is... Okay, that kid... Is that a kid supposed to be?
Is that Pontius Pilate asking me if I prayed today?
Did you see that? The picture has what looks to be a white child of like 13 years old with like a boring haircut pointing at you saying,
did you pray today? Yeah, a 13-year-old child but with like a 30-year-old's face.
Yeah, because he's got all this like shitty 70s comic book shading on him. And did you pray today? He's like, you look like the kind of child that the church I'm thinking of harmed during the course of your religious history. Are we there yet?
We're getting close. Probably about 3 exits out.
So wrapping up Japan. I don't think we probably...
They don't like it when you do that.
We've probably not allotted enough time for Osaka, but it is what it is. I want to see Dotonbori just because of Yakuza.
See if you can buy any used panties from earlier there.
They don't have those anymore.
Damn it! Used socks?
I don't know.
Damn it.
I can look into it. I do know the used panties...
Look, give me something used.
Uh-huh. I do know the used panties thing, which you probably know this, was, like, that did happen, but, like, barely.
Yeah.
And then it got blown out of
proportion. I know that. It was a sensationalized story that, you know, it's like the Japan's Age of Consent is 13 thing. It's just a racist meme that people... Not really a meme, but, you know.
Yeah,
as I know. As it were.
Well, I mean, a meme in the old sense.
Yeah.
In the Metal Gear Solid 2 sense of what a meme was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I never read a book after.
Yep, exactly. You don't need to.
The final book that I ever read was playing Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
No, the last book that I... The final book that I read was 10 Pages of Dune. And, like, I think I'm done reading.
That's how much you should read of Dune.
I need to try and read more of it.
I disagree. Just watch the new movie that they're making.
I hope it's good.
I have...
If someone...
No expectations.
Look, if someone who likes the source material, but that also isn't Frank Herbert, writes it, it'll probably be good.
Well, so here's the thing. I think that's true.
Or it could be.
I think that can be true some of the time. However, I think the universe should let the director of Thor Ragnarok do a good job on the Akira movie.
Yes.
Instead of the Dune movie being good.
And you make it sound like we can't have both.
We can't. Dude, it's 2019. We can't have both. Ever since the 2016 election, you are lucky to get one. That was the first law that Trump passed, was only one adaptation movie per 2 years.
Watch them make it like Mad Max Fury Road, except that the men are the good guys. And then they'll be like, finally, an apolitical movie has been made.
The good guy was good in Mad Max. The women were bad.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The Fury...
They had a good life, but then...
Then they just... They had to have more. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna go live in the desert. Woo! I'm sad because I'm stuck in this immaculate castle filled with water. My handsome husband has too
My
many
handsome,
wives.
Powerful alpha husband.
Has too many wives, and I didn't get enough time to myself. I can't believe how good that movie is.
It's real good. It's really very quite good.
You know, are you familiar with the movies that he had to make before that?
No. Oh, I can't say.
George Miller, who was the original...
Happy Feet!
Yeah, and Happy Feet, mm-hmm. too. And when he was do you know what he said when he was asked if he was going to make a Happy Feet 3?
No.
He said, I'd rather slit my wrists. This was around the time I think Mad Max was either being made or had been released. He was super old when he made Fury Road,
yeah.
Like for a director.
Mm.
I'm glad it worked out. I'm very grateful for
yes
him in that film.
You might have to punch in the address. I think I got off on the a too early exit, but I'll see.
Oh no, you fucked up.
I couldn't remember if it was
self-pay.
One or a different one.
Cash
basically.
Or tag.
Oh crap. It'll be fine if I just scooch over, right?
Uh-huh. Can you just tell them you have a tag?
Yeah, I can just... There's a scanner.
Okay.
I can just tap on it.
But
now I've lost time because this asshole has to pay.
Son of a fucking... Dumb fucking
get
stupidest...
Get a K-tag, you Colorado fuck!
Stupidest motherfucker in the world.
Oh, it's a brave soldier, too. Take a look. The only blue life that matters is mine.
What did it say before veteran?
Honorably discharged.
Is that fine?
I'm sure it is. Probably. So you got her directions.
I'm putting it in now. Putting in the good old Google Maps.
Now I'm pretty sure this will get us to food, but
we can't do food yet. We have to pick her up. It's gonna take me about a minute here.
Gotcha.
Because it's doing a good job. Oops, I already did it wrong. It's not 2:31.
It's fine, this is okay.
It gotta be 2:30. Here we go. It's a mile and a half.
This is not ye olden days. Yep, I had to go to the 1-2 exits up.
You fucked up.
Yep.
No, the only person who's dumber than that veteran.
Mm-hmm.
It's you.
No, I have a K tag, so it's okay.
Huh.
What?
Sister city of, like, place in Germany, place in Japan.
Huh.
I'm always confused.
Can you have two siblings
they
as
had
a
three.
Sister city?
They had three. They had one in, I don't know if it said Italy or what. This is the third one. The concept of sister cities, I've always kind of
I disrespect that
what
flag.
What does that mean? In a mile, you're going to turn right on West 6.
Cool.
Oh, Beru's hiring. Barry.
I like Beru better.
Beru's a better, more unique name. It's not that I'm illiterate, it's that there is a tree in the way.
So not this one, but one after.
I still got like 2/3 of a mile.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go 80.
Ha-ha! We'll get there in no time!
I'm gonna super drift.
So, the first thing that Sydney asked was, can I bring back some doujinshi?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
you probably can't.
I probably can. I'm pretty sure my wife doesn't want to be in the porn aisle. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to make her do that. If it works out, then sure.
How dare you not make your wife look at porn with you?
Well,
it's a bonding experience.
I don't know how shitty that aisle is going to be either.
Oh, it's going to be real shitty.
I'm definitely going to the
dining. It's going to smell like spunk. You're going to see some people there.
That's probably not true. I'm pretty sure those are a lot cleaner than the American equivalent.
Probably, yeah.
But we're going to go to the Don Quixote, Have Everything store, and they got one of those, and probably the other hobby shops have some. Third of a mile past this bridge.
It's coming, my turn is coming up.
And Uncle Jim is gonna hang out with his boys.
Yeah.
Ty and Oliver.
Another fall hangout.
And
at your castle.
They're gonna make s'mores. And only Ty's gonna eat the s'mores.
Mm-hmm. You love chocolate, Ty. You're a big old chocolate boy.
Wow, it's so good for you. What are you, a chocolate lab? They're going to have to take you to a chocolate lab to figure out what happened to you. It's this one. And also, it's good for you too, Oliver. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
think cat's also super good for chocolate.
No, it's okay. I have these homemade chocolate-covered raisins I'm going to give your dog. He's going to love it.
That's good. That's efficient.
Yep.
You can give him some apple seeds, too. Mm-hmm. Make him eat apple cores.
Oh, man, I drove way too far. We're all the way in Kentucky.
Shit.
And in the wrong direction.
Ah.
That's embarrassing.
Fuck. What the fuck? I'm not even supposed to be here. it'll be right after the Taco Bell. About half a mile.
Oh,
wait, that's Tennessee. Well, all these motherfucking streets is named after another state. That's confusing. That's bullshit. That's Ohio.
Like, it's kind of like if I'm visiting
what the
Aaron and I have
fuck?
To memorize. They don't have the streets don't have numbers. I have to have the order the presidents were president. Memorized.
This is Louisiana.
I'm
this
like,
is,
you're telling me I have to know history to be in this town.
It's legitimately confusing that they're all named. This is Indiana, and then
is it the based on the year they were admitted to the Union? Because I notice these states, they're moving further east.
Mississippi. Well, the one we're turning on is Michigan. So, I don't know much about when states is does. Illinois.
Maine.
The period of history I don't give a shit about is the one where all... Here's Alabama. Where all the states is does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Yeah. They're like, and then this state, and then that state.
Look, the only street that matters is Massachusetts.
I mean, my main grievance is Missouri patented, trademarked the word Kansas for Kansas City, which is on the east side of the river. And then Kansas was like, we're going to take your name, and we get to be the free state, and you have to be the slave state. That's bullshit that happened.
Yeah.
They fucking got us.
Okay, we're good.
Good to go.
Things slamming in my trunk.
So, let's wrap up the podcast. I talked about my trip. I'm very happy about it. Kind of humble bragged about it. I'm just very excited. It's literally getting me through this year.
Yep.
And we just jerked off and talked about everything else. Mm-hmm. So not this
jacked off.
Not this one, but probably the next one.
We'll see where it goes.
And we didn't talk about video games because who cares? They suck.
They suck, and they're for babies.
They suck. They suck so bad. I finished Dragon Quest. There was an epic stream or two, crushing defeat and amazing victory.
You gotta experience the lows to taste the sweetness of the highs.
Uh huh. I am hoping to still do the post game / new game true ending, whatever you want to call it.
I started playing Sekiro and I enjoy it.
It's this one. So that's video games, and that's the podcast. I don't know when the next one will be, but listen to Space Dingus.
Party over here, pa-pa-pa party over there.
Make sure to subscribe.
Subscribe, do it.
Subscribe, bitch.
Elbow rocket!
Engage.
Now!